I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan speed. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
All right, 2:37 on the sweet spot. It's Tuesday, and it's that time every week to talk to one George Dunham of the Morning Musers. And I do not hear Crystal Clear Jub via internet. I hear Giorgio via phone. Do you read me, George?
Yeah, we're having some internet problems here with Dunham Banner.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
I think the moat gate came down on the router.
Oh, no. Your wife left the router by the moat again?
Yeah, again.
Haven't you already had this conversation?
I thought we've had it 100 times, but yeah, it's hit us again. So, but I do want to take a quick 20-second timeout.
Okay.
Good. Lando?
Yes.
And Jeb. John?
Yeah.
You guys are higher than a kite.
Thank you!
Thank you!
You guys, if you played center field for this mythical all-star team, okay, number one, you would make an error every day, at least. So your teammates would hate you.
Well, yeah.
They would wonder why the manager keeps putting you in the lineup because you can't play the field. You misjudge every fly ball.
Yeah, we're like Bucky LaGrange out there.
And you're supposed to be a defensive outfielder, and there you are in center field. Then you go to the plate, and no, you're not hitting just under 100. You are hitting 0-0-0. You're not getting on base. They're not going to hit you. Why would they hit you?
And just send a message to back you off a little bit.
But eventually you'd catch up to Mason Miller's fastball. Eventually.
Yeah, give it till like June, July.
You guys are, just higher than a kite. There's just no way.
Commander has spoken.
Lando, we have confirmation from his high school coach that he was a great defender.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
And he coach has total faith.
In high school?
That is high school.
Right.
What year was that, Lando? Like 06?
That was my last year, yeah. But I played, adult league baseball and softball. Now, Jub, I agree. I would probably make an error every day, but I feel like I could cover a little bit of ground in center field.
Like you could catch a fly ball.
A little bit, yeah. But like Monty said, when one of those 110 mile an hour, the thing that ate up Nelson Cruz. and I don't know, man.
If it's 110, it's probably going over the wall, first off.
I mean, if it's a 7-degree launch angle.
And you're on an all-star team. You're letting the left fielder and right fielder take pretty much priority over whatever you're
doing. Yeah, but they're going to be muttering hijo de puta under their breath every time they have to cover for
I don't know if you can say that, but okay.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
You could have Superman in left field and the Flash in right field.
We're not acting like we need to be on the all-star roster, too. We would just...
No, I know that.
They would do their best to hide us, is all I'm saying. You play against the warning track.
Tyler could do it.
Yes.
I think we're also underestimating how hard it is with one hit right to you. Because when you read that off the bat, you're thinking, okay, that might be coming at me. You still have to know that it's there.
Yeah.
And maybe...
Okay, so
maybe
you're at the warning track.
Yeah, you're playing at the warning track is what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. So all these balls hit in front of you, which will be, probably 10 a game because you're so ridiculously deep and there's this huge gap there. How many of those are you fielding cleanly as you run up to field it?
That's a double every time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And there's your error. You will make 358 errors.
In the routine plays, like the Evan Carter error last week, where he's just running at a ground ball and it goes right past him.
I don't think anybody here claimed they weren't going to make errors. I don't know what y'all's
every time
bone of contention
you
here
said
is.
Like one a week or something.
I said one every other game or one every three games.
No, you'd have at least one a game. I think you'd have more errors than you would putouts by far.
In some games, you would have like 5 errors.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the other plays, Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us are great game MVPs and some aren't. I mean, it's a sliding scale, George? You know what I mean? You remember when we helped deliver team users all those victories in the great game? I feel like you're forgetting that.
I do. I am forgetting that, and I'm sorry about that.
The game where a guy who threw the ball at his feet played third base.
I know.
And he finished third in MVP voting in that game.
I don't have faith in him. I have faith in Lando.
Joe lets you finish third.
I'll have to look it up on Baseball Reference.
Yeah, what exactly murders role for that MVP trophy? Yeah.
He really did. That's the best way I've ever heard it described. He threw the ball at his feet.
Yeah. He might have killed an ant, maybe.
I feel like Leone's made like an error a game, it seems like.
Yeah, he's been rough, man. It's been tough.
What are we going to do about that?
But put us out there?
But he's also not playing at the warning track every game.
Okay, what if you put both me and Sean in center field at the same time?
See?
Bend the rules a little bit?
I think that might even be more confusing because you're going to have to call each other off. To communicate, yeah, you're running into each other.
We're just out there farting around.
Yeah. Then you're yelling at each other.
Of course, I was the one who said I could maybe go 1, 2, 3 through an order.
Yeah, see?
Last week.
And you know what? Maybe you could. Maybe you could lob it in there and you get a pop-up. Who knows?
No.
I have faith in you, George.
Hate me, too.
I've seen you throw BP.
You're thinking way too much of Hito whiffing on Henry. George, that's not how it'd play out in real life.
George just develops a slombio.
Yeah, see?
Man, I can't hit it.
What if he learns a circle change? Yeah. Just keeping everybody off balance.
I'm going to go out in the front yard and try to trip on a baseball and see if that somehow rearranges my elbow.
Drive by Dunham Manor and he keeps slipping on a ball.
What's he doing?
Was that not the greatest wipeout of all time?
We need to take some fungos at the compound.
Has Maxie tried to throw a ball?
I was going to say, we had to bring your mitts. We'll whip it around.
Let's do it. I'm curious, though, at compound, like, what are you packing? Because that's been, Mino and I have talked about it, like, we're going to bring clothes and shoes, but mm-hmm. is there any gear we need to bring, or is that all going to be provided?
Women?
No, yeah. I mean, just pack like you're going on some trip with your buds for 2 days. That's all you need.
What kind of gear are you thinking? Like, are you going spelunking?
No, I don't think we're going, like, mountain climbing or anything. I think there's some mountains nearby, but I don't think we're going. I mean, I guess you could go hiking. Hmm.
Sean also wants to know if we can play frisbee golf. Can he play?
We can just make our own course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. All right. If you want to, I mean, you got to set up. You got to set up the course. We'll have plenty of space to do it, but.
Are you bringing Old Blue, George?
Worst frisbee golfer of all time.
Yeah, what's the boat situation?
It's a possibility.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I hear the piggy perch are hitting right now.
Hey, I haven't heard the truffle Z break yet, but I heard it's amazing.
Do you have it, Ham?
Do we have this?
A little long.
Is it long?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's up to y'all.
Basically, Ham thought chocolate truffles were the mushroom truffles. He thought they had mushrooms in them.
I didn't know there was a difference. I thought the dogs and pigs were sniffing for chocolates.
So the Nutella,
dogs are not supposed to have chocolate.
The Nutella pizza that he was eating, George, had chocolate truffles in it, and so he thought that it had mushrooms on his Nutella pizza. He somehow made pizza more childish.
I will say that's not as egregious as the okra and hush puppies.
Yeah, okra's not.
This truffles, it could be confusing. It's
but I came
name.
To Monty and DJ say, I learned something new, and I had not.
Yeah, when you base your whole segment around that piece of information, it does change a little bit.
Do you have any other food questions, Ham, while we're here? It's a
not
safe
that
space.
I can think of, no.
Okay.
I love learning about Ham.
And you still haven't had hush puppies since the great tasting of 2024.
I have not, no.
The great tasting.
Man, I can't believe that.
The tastening.
Already knows of. I snuck a couple into his Lifesaver gummy bag.
Well, George, speaking of food,
dog medicine.
I ran across some audio on the internet today, and I want Ham to play this. This is the Von Erichs doing a commercial from, I'm guessing, 82, 83, somewhere in there. Go ahead and play that.
Okay. My brothers taught me about wrestling, but I taught them about eating.
So he brought us to pizza, and it's all-you-can-eat buffet.
You get hot, fresh pizza.
Thin crust or pan.
Plus, there's plenty of spaghetti, garlic toast, and a salad bar.
All for a super low price. That's why I'm paying today. Kev, let me pay.
I'll pay for this one. You two pay for the pizza to go.
Pizza to go? I thought you were full.
These are for Dad.
Yeah, sure.
For pizza out, it's pizza in.
Yeah.
So a very 80s commercial. $3.29 for a buffet, which seems incredible. Yeah. I do have a question about buffets, though, because when we were kids, we would go to them, and we were really excited to just have all those options.
It was the best.
Were your kids the same way? Were they, like, fired up to go to whatever buffet just because it wasn't mom's home cooking?
Yes. CC's was requested at least twice a week.
Yeah?
Yeah. If we could go. And there was a place called Glorious Pizza in Coppell back in the day, and they did the same thing. And they just thought, wait a minute. They'll bring us as much pizza as we want until we want to throw up, and it's only costing Dad like $5. That's the greatest thing ever.
It's pretty incredible. But my question is, though, when you were a kid, and I know that I guess times changed somewhere in the 60s or 70s where people would eat at the house. They very rarely went out. That was like a special occasion. When did buffets hit the scene, and did the Jubb parents take you to any?
My parents never did. But I did discover the Pizza Inn on Webb's Chapel when I was in high school at R.L. Turner. And, yeah, it was $3.
Dude.
And it was magical. And we could get there at lunch and back. I think we had a 40-minute lunch. And we could get there in, like, 10 minutes, eat for 15 or so, and then race back to getting back to class on time.
And you're just, stuffed like a pig in fifth period. You're just wanting to take a nap after that.
Ripping them in the back.
All the girls looking at you like,
that wasn't me. What's the Jubb pizza personal record? What's the most amount you've put down?
We used to have pizza eating contests at Mr. Gaddy's in Denton.
Heck yeah.
And I think Craig holds the record of two large pizzas, which I think was 24. Is that right? Are there 12 pieces in a pizza?
There can be as many as you want, George.
I mean, yeah, it depends on how
you cut
it.
Why did I just look at ham? I'm like, yeah, ham knows a food question.
Could be two.
Yeah, ham's good at math.
Ham's like, yeah, I got this.
His Nutella truffle pizza with 12 slices.
Yeah, we were in the 20s. I think he beat me like 24, 22. I won once or twice, but he won most of them. And that was the thing, too. You also had to have spaghetti. You had to
oh, no.
God.
Prove your mettle by also having some spaghetti. And when we were in college, I still think it was $5.99.
Man. Better days, George. That's what that is.
Better days. We need to bring that back.
Let's bring back the buffets.
The buffets are done, as Wendy said.
Yeah, Wendy told
us. No more buffets.
I think they've come back, haven't they?
I don't know.
They have, but they don't.
Like COVID
they
really
don't hit,
put it down.
They don't hit the same. It's kind of, you think about everybody else that's been to the buffet. You look at the food, it's still tasty, but it's like,
Like you see Lando standing over there, you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, when I unhinge my jaw underneath the chocolate fountain, I just feel sad now.
The chocolate's
always been kind of, always avoid that.
Look over at Lando and think, hey, was that guy on the All-Star team last night? Made 4 A's.
Well, really taking his nutrition very.
He needs a better diet.
Why do they keep playing him every game? He sucks.
Carbo loading.
Boy, yeah, and he's looking at the Rangers
baseball diet.
They're all mad at him.
Is he eating sunflower seeds or beans?
He's taking a bunch of greenies too. He's got to be focused for the game.
Greenies and uppers.
Oh man.
Well, George,
I can't wait for the camp out.
I can't wait either, man. 5 o'clock, is that when you guys are due out there? When are you getting out?
Yeah, I'll probably be there earlier, you know, to party.
Okay.
Passport situation squared away.
That's what I do when I go to the compound.
Well, party with us whenever you get out there. We'll get it going early, and we'll go late.
Let's get it going.
Let's go. There he is. That is afternoon, George. Jubb.